For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you want to text the Junkies throughout the show, you can do that on the Junkies text line. Brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. The text number is 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Mike Marr is rocking his Lido Pizza hoodie today, so good for him. Coming up at 8:25, Jay Paterno, member of the Penn State Board of Trustees, son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno, joins the show, so you don't want to miss that.
What's he coming on for?
He has a new book, Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era, to promote. And he'll talk about Abdul Carter and the upcoming draft.
Yep, Tyler Warren.
He'll join us in about 20 minutes. But we wanted to talk about, if you're sitting at 29, you're the Commanders, give us your dream threesome.
Your top three.
Guys, your top three.
Your top three lead in your pencil guys.
Exactly. And make it semi-realistic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not say Travis Hunter. Let's not
say Abdul Carter.
Yeah, let's work within the bounds of the real world here.
You could probably throw in a guy that's maybe projected to go 15 to 20.
Sure.
Because guys like that can slide
every single year.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yes.
A lot of people think that after you get to like about the fourth or fifth pick, it's just all kind of a wash.
Mm-hmm.
That there's not a lot separating, like, let's say the 10th guy from the 25th guy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's a lot of potential for that. You want to lead off, Cakes? Do you have three, or you want me to lead off?
Are we going to do one?
Let's go one.
One around? Yeah. All right. And by the way, I would say in no particular order.
Yeah, this is no particular order, but if you see this guy sitting there at 29. It would be
nice if you guys kind of out of the
prioritized.
Three.
Prioritized?
Not that, but you had a favorite out of the three. You don't have to rank them 1, 2, 3, but this guy is extra lead in your pencil.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sure.
Your Ticonderoga is so stiff.
I would have extra lead in my pencil if Mike Green were available at number 29. And no, not the Mike Green that played for the Young Guns and the Caps back in the day, and he was dreamy. This is a different Mike Green.
Mike Green from Marshall.
That Correct. Went to UVA originally, went to Marshall, and all he does is get after the quarterback and create pressure, and he's disruptive.
Had 17 sacks, led the country.
He's exactly what the Commanders could use. Now, I'm sure he's on some teams' FUBAR lists because he's been accused twice of sexual assault. Once in high school, one time while he's at the University of Virginia. So that probably gives some teams pause, but if he's sitting there at number 29, I'm going to vet him properly because this is a huge decision. It's a first-round pick.
He's got a super high rating.
That's my top lead-in-the-pencil guy.
Terrence Shannon, who played basketball at Illinois, was a stud, also was accused of rape, went to court. He said, I didn't do it. She's making this up.
Right.
It was consensual. He went to court, and he was found not guilty. So, And I guarantee you that affected his draft status.
Had to have,
even though he was an older player.
Mm-hmm.
But you just don't know what, you know, what is going on with these off the field situations.
Yeah.
If it was really serious, we would hear more about it.
And also, Adam Peters, he gets let in his pencil for the short shuttle drill at the combine.
Mm-hmm.
He drafted four of the top 22 guys with that with a high number in that category in his first draft class in Washington. Mike Green's 20-yard shuttle is 4.25 seconds, which is a pretty impressive number. So it's something that he clearly looks at, and as part of his information gathering regimen, that's important. And Mike Green's my guy. I'm leading off with him.
I had Mike Green on my list, mm-hmm. so you kind of took him. But I would get really excited for, and I'm going to go defense here, just like you did.
Mm-hmm.
But Will Johnson, who's a corner out of Michigan,
yep.
he's the best corner in the country. He's a two-time All-American. He was the defensive MVP in the national championship game. He has got great size. He had some injuries this past year, but... And this is probably a little bit of a reach because I don't think he's going to be even close to available at 29, but I think he'll probably go top 15 to 17. But he does everything well. And if you have some questions on Marshawn Lattimore,
mm-hmm.
and remember, Sanders still went to Michigan, right? More of a slot guy.
Yep.
But if you could have Will Johnson and Sanders still and Marshawn Lattimore, man, you got three studs, in my opinion, especially Will Johnson. He's the best corner in the draft, and he would get my
pencil.
He would get my pencil a little bit wet. I don't know if you could say that.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could say it.
I think I know what you're saying. I
mean, yeah.
It's a weird way. It's a weird thought,
it's
but okay.
Funny. It makes me laugh.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my number one.
Your pencil has ink.
Yeah, it definitely would have some ink.
I guess, and if you're forcing me, just because I'm just excited at the potential of just taking this offense to another level,
mm-hmm.
I'd get the most lead in my pencil for if they drafted the wide receiver from Ohio State, Ibuka. This guy, you've seen him play on Saturday for years now. I think he's like a three-time All Big Ten guy, 173 catches, 2,500 yards, 24 touchdowns. He's a bigger Terry McLaurin. I've actually seen him in some settings like on like Instagram where his, you know, it's not like he's just talking to people. Seems like a down to earth guy. Just seems like a character guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's got all the athleticism that you're looking for. They say he's not. I guess he's fast, but he's also got the size that you like. He's not 6'4",
mm-hmm.
But he's 6'1". If they could pull the trigger on him and he slips to 29, I'll have major lead in my pencil.
All right, I don't think this guy will be there at 29 because he's getting mocked anywhere between like 12 and the early 20s. Is it crazy to think that Matthew Golden, the wideout from Texas, could slip to number 29?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's absurd that could happen. I like guys that run fast. Mm-hmm. He ran a 4.29 at the combine. Could you imagine that paired opposite Terry McLaurin with Debo in the slot and running the underneath stuff?
Right.
I love adding that element of, I mean, just heave it deep, Jaden, and Matthew Golden is going to run under it and score a touchdown. Matthew Golden, my number two lead in the pencil guy from Texas. By the way, you saw another speedster from Texas make an impact, especially late in the season, Xavier Worthy from the Chiefs.
Although he's had some off-the-field issues since the season ended.
He did, but I thought that he was exonerated.
I guess.
Pretty sure.
But it was an issue. It was definitely an issue
again,
for a weekend.
I'm going to have my trusted Adam Peters to vet that he's a good character guy, that he's a commander, that he fits the room.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Matthew Golden, my guy. Hope he slips to 29.
He could. I'm also going to go to receiver. He's not as fast as Golden, but he brings a lot of Debo Samuel traits to his game. And that's Luther Burden, who was at the Top Golf event. Mm-hmm. So obviously Washington is interested in him. He's not slow. He ran a 4.4. And he had some injuries this past year, so his numbers this year weren't as good as last year. But when he's got great hands, and when he catches the ball, man, he's got some moves, and he can avoid tackles and break tackles. He's got a lot of Debo in him. So he's an after-the-catch guy and good dude, too. I've seen interviews with Luther Burden. Played all 3 years at Missouri, and I think he would be perfect in their system along with McLaurin and Debo. He's a lot like Debo. Mm-hmm. If you watch him play,
he's a slot guy, right?
He looks like Debo when he plays.
Mm-hmm. Is it tank?
Yeah, but it's also how he catches the ball and how he runs after the catch, breaking tackles, and how he can evade tacklers. He's really, really good. And I think he could be available at 29. Not sure if he'll be there, but I don't think it's a reach.
I see him ranked as high as 14.
Yeah, I mean, he could go anywhere from probably 15 to 30. Who knows?
Hmm.
But I think he would be an instant weapon for Jaden.
All right, I'm going to go with the edge rusher that I mentioned last week. Everyone's talking about him, Donovan Zerikiu. I'm a little bit there are some things I'm a little concerned about. They say he's a little smaller and he doesn't have the exceptional athleticism, but the production in his last year, he's played a lot, you know, the 16 and a half sacks, he led the nation in sacks. And I think he was right up there in pressures. He had something like 65 pressures, too. His combine numbers, his vertical. I always think vertical is a great indicator of athleticism. And for a big guy, 35.5-inch vertical is pretty damn impressive. Broad jump, 9 feet 11. I don't know. I think if they drafted Zerikiu with 29, I'd definitely be excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I have to ask a question. Is it insane to think that Tyler Warren from Penn State could drop to number 29?
That's the tight end.
Probably insane, right? Drab is just shrugging. He's ready to mock me. He's in mockery mode.
Well, let me see.
He's probably going to go top 12.
I mean, I've seen him mocked a lot to the
Colts. I see him ranked 30th here.
I've seen him mocked as high as 10. To the Bears.
I think you can.
For another weapon for Caleb Williams.
I think
you'll
put him in there.
I can?
So you would want that? Who would you cut?
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I don't know who I would cut, but I would make room for a guy who scored 22 touchdowns last season.
Mm-hmm.
Who's an elite tight
end. Is he a plug-and-play right away guy?
Oh, yeah.
You don't even need Ertz.
I mean, they signed Ertz to another deal all right, for 1 year, but I mean, how long is Ertz going to play?
Not long. But
EB, I'm a GM that looks not only to 1 year. I look down the road, my friend.
But your first-round pick, you generally want to have immediate impact if you can.
Well, he would play immediately if he got picked 29th by the Commanders and slid down the draft board.
Right.
They used him all over the field.
Yeah. That's what I like. I like versatility.
I mean, they use him the quarterback.
This is realistic. He's going to be scoring touchdowns for the Jets.
Yeah,
picking 7th. Maybe he goes off
the
board.
Dude, I see him ranked 30th.
He might be ranked that,
but
that's
not where he would
gonna get drafted higher.
Hmm.
Okay. I mean, anything could happen.
Again,
he could be on a draft night bong video. Maybe he will draft.
I was simply asking a question. All right, if he's off the board, I've got a backup pick. I like Shamar Stewart, edge player out of Texas A&M. Now, he doesn't have the gaudy sack numbers that Mike Green is going to bring to the table, but he's an athletic freak, and I think if he's put in the system with the tutelage of Dan Quinn and Joe Witt, I think he could perform, he could thrive, get after the quarterback. And look, we know the Commanders need edge help. Their best edge rusher left for the Dallas Cowboys in Dante Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
So my backup, lead in the pencil guy, Shamar Stewart.
Do you know why he's double lead in your pencil guy?
I don't.
Peter Schrager said on McAfee that if the Bengals take Shamar Stewart, mm-hmm. it makes Hendrickson a lot easier to deal.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Might be still in the market there.
Double lead.
Jason, you have one more? Because I got one more.
Well, I had Mike Green, so Mike Green
okay,
was my,
so that's your
my,
third.
My number
I'm
one
gonna,
edge.
Okay, I'm going to say I could work up a pretty good lather and be excited if they draft. Initially, I didn't want him because he's from Kentucky, which is where I believe Jamin Davis is from.
That is where Jamin Davis went to college,
I'm
going to
look past that. If they find a way to draft Maxwell Harrison, who
so fast.
I mean, so fast. He ran a 4.28 at the combine. His vertical, again, I think the vertical is such an impressive and just an important number for athleticism. 39.5 vertical.
What's his short shuttle? I'm getting half.
I don't have it in front of me. I'm sure it's amazing. Two-time all SEC player, tied a school record with interceptions returned for touchdowns, great ball skills. He's kind of like everything you're looking for, and especially If you can't find that edge rusher you want, will you solidify? I'm not sold on Lattimore. You know that. I think that might have been a swing and a miss. I get this guy and play him for the next 5 years.
All right. Those are our dream threesome players for who the Commanders could potentially
pick. Dream threesome.
Number 29 tomorrow night. The NFL draft will get underway tomorrow from
tomorrow,
Green
8 o'clock.
Bay. Coming up next on the show, Jay Paterno will join us. He has a new book out, Blitzed, the All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. He'll join us coming up at 8:25.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh, new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.